Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The 2025 Musial Awards take place this Saturday, November 22nd, at the Stiefel Theater in downtown St. Louis. And receiving the Stan Musial Lifetime Achievement Award for Sportsmanship is Christy Yamaguchi. Now, she's joining the likes of Hank Aaron, Albert Pujols, Jackie Joyner-Kersee, Nadia Comaneci, Wayne Gretzky, and that is some pretty elite company, and I am so excited now to welcome in Christy Yamaguchi. Christy, thank you so much for joining us.
Hello. Thank you for having me on. Yes, many, many icons and role models of mine that you just mentioned there.
Well, I have to say, like, the 9-year-old me is absolutely giddy. I can't believe I'm talking to you. I was glued to your performances in the 1992 Olympic Games when you won your gold medal. And to speak to you now is such an honor, because not only are you a gold medalist and Olympian, but really a trailblazer as well, as the first Asian American to win a Winter Olympics gold medal. So, I mean, paving the way for Michelle Kwan, who would come next. And it was just, it's pretty amazing to see what your career started.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I mean, it was a long time ago. About 34 years, almost 34 years. So, amazing. I mean, I was 20 years old and just kind of going after my dream and not realizing, you know, what the impact could really be from that one Olympic experience mm-hmm. in 1992, and then in what would happen beyond that. But it's been an amazing ride and incredible support out there, and just very, very, very honored to be getting this recognition.
Well, I want to talk about all the work you've done off the ice as well, but I have a specific question about that gold medal performance. I remember, and correct me if I'm wrong here, but it was either your long program or your short program where you had an element of fun to it. And kind of like, not necessarily a jester, but just more of like fun with the outfit that you wore. And I remember when you were doing one of the technical moments when you have to glide on one foot and you looked at your watch, kind of like as you passed the judges.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember the broadcaster saying, "Oh, she's having fun," and they don't always do that. Did you go into that knowing, like, I'm gonna change things up for this performance?
Yeah. Well, actually, I did do that move, but it was actually for a professional competition.
Okay.
It wasn't at the Olympics. Although, you know, I did have fun there, too. But, yes, there was a required element for some of these professional competitions, and it was called a spiral sequence. So you had to do, like, this long sequence of spirals, and it was kind of like a little bit like, okay, enough of these spirals. So for fun, we choreographed, like, okay, I'm looking at my watch, like, okay, yeah, I have to do this, like, Sorry, it's taking so long.
Well, you made it fun for us all to watch. And with that time of figure skating, it was so big in the American eye. And I know you skated with like Nancy Kerrigan and Tanya Harding. What was that like, but just balancing the fun and the pressure of that time?
You know, I mean, we were good friends. I mean, with Nancy, we had our very first national championship experience the same year. We were, I think, like 14 and 15 years old at the time. And we were both competing in the singles, novice ladies, and then junior pairs for the pairs, which is rare for, you know, competitors to be doing two events like that. So we bonded right away. Our parents bonded right away and literally came up through the ranks together. And we're very, very good friends. We've roomed together, like, on tours and at international competitions. We were roommates at the Olympics. So, you know, there was friendly competition for sure. I mean, we were competitive. I always knew what she was working on. She always knew what I was working on. You know, we were kind of, you know, friendly with the coaches, but not too friendly, right? But, you know, at the end of the day, and to this day, we're still really good friends.
That's awesome. And also, for St. Louis listeners, there is a little bit of a St. Louis connection because your husband, Brett Hedekin, was drafted by the St. Louis Blues back in 1988. He had a couple of years here in St. Louis, but it was Nancy Kerrigan who introduced you to Brett back at the Olympic Games. Is that right?
Yeah, well, kind of in the way like that, yes. So we were waiting outside for the opening ceremonies to start. You know, we're kind of in this holding pattern. The entire U.S. Olympic team was bunched together, and other countries were all staged together. And it was going to be a couple hours. So we're like, hey, let's go, you know, meet some of the other athletes and say hi. And, you know, it's kind of our one chance where we were all together. So she knew some of the hockey players from Boston because that's where she was from. And, you know, she said, oh, let's go say hi to, you know, Ted Donato and some of the other players. I'm like, okay, I'll follow you. Yeah, and one of those players happened to be Brett. And he's originally from Minnesota, but yes, like you said, was drafted by the St. Louis Blues, played there for a few years, and then eventually got traded to Vancouver. But yeah, it was, you know, good memories looking back on those opening ceremonies.
Oh, that's fun. It's the rink rats. It's a small world once you hang around a sheet of ice enough, just meeting everybody.
Yes.
You are receiving the Stan Musial Lifetime Achievement Award, and they wanted to notice, well, I'm going to read it exactly how it's written here, an outstanding blend of determination, class, grace, humility, and generosity. And I know that you have done so much work off the ice as well. But let's go back to the very beginning, because when you first started skating, you had to overcome some physical challenges as well. And I don't think, you know, a lot of people may not realize that you were dealing with some issues, and it was almost like a physical therapy to skate.
Yeah, a little bit. You know, it wasn't prescribed to me to start skating, but when I wanted to, my mom asked the pediatrician, like, oh, is this activity okay for her and something that she could do? And at that point, I was six and a little older, and he felt that, yes, it'll be great for strengthening and for coordination and whatnot. But, yeah, it was because coming out of my first 18 months of life, I wore casts on both legs to straighten them out, and then from there went into corrective shoes and braces and crawled around with that, the big bar between my feet, and then, you know, sleeping with it, which was really hard, trying to learn how to walk with it, but it was easier just to crawl. So, yeah. You know, fast forward a few more years, and, you know, I found skating and tried a lot of different other sports, but nothing captured my imagination and my heart like skating did. So from the first time I tried it, it was like magic, and I was like, yep, this is what I'm going to do.
And it really was dedication. Waking up at 4 a.m. as a little kid, skating from 5 a.m. to 10 a.m. daily. Your mom would bring you to the rink and then bring you to school afterwards. Did you ever dread it? Was it hard as a kid? Or did you love it?
Probably a combination of both. I mean, for the most part, obviously, I loved it because there's no way I would have been able to do that. And, you know, I feel fortunate every day that my mom, my dad, they were indulging me in this crazy dream and actually took me in the mornings before school, you know, 6 days a week. It was a tough, tough schedule for both of them. And then my mom was traveling on weekends with me for competitions, so my dad was looking after my brother and sister on his own. So definitely a huge family endeavor. But it's, you know, I loved it, and I think they saw that. And even when things were tough or, you know, I had a bad day here and there, I always just tried to keep the ultimate dream and goal in mind, you know, just to try to get through those mornings where I just didn't really want to get up and go to a cold rink.
Right. Well, as we mentioned, 1992 wins a gold medal in the Olympics. And then shortly after that, you decided to turn professional and skated with the Stars on Ice Tour. You worked with Make-A-Wish Foundation families. I apologize for confusing the routines. I'm so embarrassed now I confused your Olympic routine with the Stars on Ice routine. Obviously, just it's so fun to watch you skate at that time. And then also, you started the Always Dream Foundation in 1996. What motivated Always Dream, and what did it do?
Well, it was shortly after the Olympics, and, you know, my parents were always very active and involved with the community and volunteering, and my mom and dad were just like, wow, you've been really fortunate. You've been able to pursue this Olympic dream and had lots of support. It's like, what are you going to do to give back into the community? And at 20, I was just like, wait, what? What do you mean? I still have to figure out what I'm doing with the rest of my life. But it was a great question. And when I joined Stars on Ice, Make-A-Wish Foundation was the beneficiary. So we had hands-on days in multiple years with the same families that we got to see them and spend time with the kids. So really got to know what it was like to work closely with a nonprofit organization. And then that inspired me to start Always Dream. And it was all about embracing the hopes and dreams of children, and particularly in underserved communities. So we did a lot of different things the first 15 years. But, you know, I think it was just my way of saying, hey, my dreams were supported and they came true, and I want to do the same for other kids out there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And then as always, Dream evolved. It really started to focus on early childhood literacy and family engagement, creating a love of reading. And you, in addition to supporting childhood literacy, have written several children's books to contribute to that project.
Yes. So, yes, now we are all about early literacy with the lens of family engagement, because the students we work with are the youngest students. They're pre-K, TK, and kindergarten. So they're actually not reading yet on their own, but we are supporting the family members, the parents, the caregivers at home, to create a reading routine at home with the children. So supporting them in their learning and connecting and developing that love of books, or that love of reading with their children, so that that foundation is there once they themselves start to learn to read in first grade. So it's been, yeah, quite a journey, and you know, we're growing and continuing to grow, almost at over 5,000 individuals annually that we're working with. So it's been really fun to see it evolve.
It's so important. It's so needed now, too, with the onslaught of technology and screens to support early childhood literacy is so needed and more important than ever. And Christy Yamaguchi, so worthy of the Stan Musial Lifetime Achievement Award for sportsmanship. Congratulations. You are, like I said, so deserving of this award. The Musial Awards are this Saturday, November 22nd at Stiefel Theater. But also, while we've got you on the phone, the 2026 Prevagen U.S. Figure Skating Championships are in St. Louis in January. So that is a huge event for figure skating that St. Louisans will want to see.
Oh, absolutely. It's the premier event for U.S. figure skating. And this year is an Olympic year, so it makes it even more exciting. So actually, the last day of the championships on Sunday, the championships takes place, like the championship weekend is the 7th through the 10th. And on the 11th, they will announce the Olympic team. So very, very exciting. The skating, U.S. figure skating has a great chance to win 3 to 4 gold medals in Milan Cortina Olympics. So you're going to see some amazing, amazing stuff. So Skate St. Louis 2026.com is where the tickets are available if anyone's interested.
And you may get a chance. Do you think we'll see the quad axel?
Oh, yeah, totally.
It's insane,
so,
right?
it's insane, yes. Yeah, so the men's current champion, Ilya Malinin, has been dominating worldwide men's figure skating, and he's the only one ever to land a quad axel in competition. Wow. And honestly, like Brian Boitano, Dorothy Hamill, you know, Tenley Albright, all of us never believed we would see this happen in our lifetime. Mm. So the fact that it is, it just goes to show you how phenomenal this athlete is.
Christy Yamaguchi, Olympic gold medalist and the Stan Musial Lifetime Achievement Award for Sportsmanship honoree. Thank you so much for joining us. It was such an honor to talk with you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. I'm really looking forward to being in St. Louis.
We'll see you on Saturday.
Yes.
It's the Chris and Amy Show on KMOX.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.